Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Paranoid Style in American Politics is a classic work of historical and political analysis by Richard Hofstadter. First published as an essay in 1964 and expanded into a book in 1965. Rather than diagnosing individuals clinically, Hofstadter examines a recurring style of political argument in American life, one marked by suspicion, apocalyptic language, exaggerated threats, and conspiratorial thinking. His central concern is not a single movement or election, but a broader pattern that reappears across different periods, especially in moments of social strain. Written in the context of Cold War anxieties, McCarthyism, the John Birch Society, and the Goldwater Campaign, the book offers a sharp interpretation of how fear can shape political identity and public discourse. It remains influential because it explains a durable feature of democratic politics, the tendency to turn political conflict into a moral struggle against hidden enemies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Hofstadter defines paranoia as a political style, not a mental diagnosis. Hofstadter is careful to distinguish his use of paranoid from psychiatric illness. He is describing a style of public argument, a mode of political expression that relies on suspicion, hostile certainty, and the conviction that ordinary events conceal sinister designs. This distinction matters because it allows him to analyze movements, rhetoric, and historical episodes without reducing everything to personal pathology. The paranoid style is therefore social and rhetorical before it is psychological. It appears when political actors interpret opposition as proof of a vast hidden plot, and when disagreement is treated not as normal pluralism, but as evidence of treason or subversion. By using style in this way, Hofstadter can show how a way of seeing the world becomes contagious within political culture. His approach also prevents the analysis from being merely dismissive. He is not saying that every fear is irrational, but that some political language organizes fear into a durable worldview that reshapes judgment, evidence, and legitimacy. Secondly, conspiracy thinking as the engine of absolutist politics. A central claim of the book is that paranoid politics is powered by conspiracy thinking. Hofstadter shows how such thinking transforms complex historical change into the work of a unified enemy operating behind the scenes. The conspiratorial imagination gives politics a simplified moral structure. One side is innocent, besieged, and vigilant, while the other is secretive, powerful, and corrupt. This structure is attractive because it offers clarity in situations that are actually messy and uncertain. Hofstadter emphasizes that the paranoid style does not merely entertain suspicions. It makes conspiracy the motive force of history. That belief encourages extreme conclusions, because if the enemy is omnipotent, then compromise looks like surrender and moderation looks like weakness. The result is a politics that prizes exposure, denunciation, and purification over deliberation. Hofstadter's insight remains important because it explains why conspiracy theories are politically useful. They do not just misdescribe reality. They mobilize followers by supplying a total explanation for frustration, defeat, and resentment. Thirdly, apocalyptic rhetoric and the politics of permanent emergency. Hofstadter pays close attention to the tone of paranoid political speech, especially its apocalyptic and melodramatic quality. In this style, political opponents are rarely described as merely wrong. They are portrayed as existential threats to civilization, freedom, or the nation itself. That language creates a sense of permanent emergency in which normal democratic procedures seem too slow or too weak. Once politics is imagined as a final struggle between good and evil, every compromise becomes morally suspect, and every setback becomes proof that hidden forces are advancing. Hofstadter suggests that this style thrives on a feeling of besieged virtue, where the speaker claims to defend a threatened order against overwhelming corruption. The rhetoric is powerful because it gives emotional force to grievance and makes political participation feel heroic. But it is also destabilizing because it narrows the space for pluralism and encourages a siege mentality. Hofstadter's analysis helps explain why certain movements can become rhetorically intense, even when their concrete evidence is thin. The emotional structure of apocalypse can be more persuasive than factual argument. Fourthly, historical episodes show the style reappearing across American politics. The book is not a general theory detached from history. Hofstadter grounds his argument in recognizable American episodes, especially anti-Masonic agitation, anti-Catholic fears, anti-communism, McCarthyism, the John Birch Society, and the Goldwater Moment. By moving across different eras, he demonstrates that the paranoid style is not limited to one ideology or one decade, even though he was especially concerned with right-wing movements of his own time. This historical method is one of the book's major strengths. It shows continuity without claiming sameness. Each episode has its own causes, but the style of thought is strikingly similar. Hofstadter uses these examples to show how movements of suspicious discontent recur when political frustration is fused with moral certainty and a desire for hidden explanations. The historical range also prevents the book from reading as a reaction to a single campaign. Instead, it becomes a study of recurring political habits in American democracy. That broader framing is why the book still gets cited whenever public debate begins to sound conspiratorial or catastrophized. Lastly, why the book endures as a critique of demagoguery and political simplification. Hofstadter's book endures because it offers a compact but durable vocabulary for discussing demagoguery, populist agitation, and conspiracy-based politics. Its value lies partly in its restraint. He writes with intellectual distance, which makes the critique sharper than a polemic would be. At the same time, the book has limits that are worth noting. Some readers argue that Hofstadter can overstate irrationality and underplay the real grievances that help fuel populist movements. That tension is part of the book's continuing relevance. It invites readers to ask not only whether a claim is false, but also how political fear is organized, amplified, and made persuasive. The book stands out from more narrative histories because it isolates a recurring interpretive pattern rather than simply recounting events. It also stands out from works on ideology because it focuses on style, rhetoric, and emotional structure. Readers interested in American history, political communication, conspiracy culture, and the psychology of public rhetoric will find it especially useful as a framework for analysis, even when they disagree with some of Hofstadter's judgments. In conclusion, the paranoid style in American politics is best suited to readers who want a serious, historically grounded analysis of conspiracy thinking and political extremism in the United States. Historians, political scientists, students of rhetoric, and general readers trying to understand demagoguery will all find it valuable. Its main benefit is conceptual Hofstadter gives readers a precise way to identify when political argument becomes distorted by suspicion, absolutism, and apocalyptic fear. That makes the book useful far beyond the 1960s, since its framework can be applied to later waves of populism, media panic, and conspiracy-driven mobilization. What distinguishes it from similar books is the combination of historical breadth, analytical discipline, and stylistic clarity. It is not a catalog of scandals or a partisan attack. Instead, it explains how a recurring mode of political imagination takes hold and why it is so durable. Even where readers question Hofstadter's interpretations, the book remains influential because it sharpens judgment. It helps readers see how political language can convert uncertainty into paranoia, and how democratic debate can be weakened when disagreement is treated as evidence of hidden enemies. If you would like to support Richard Hofstadter, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.